Thee we adore. We thank thee that thou dost create this place of stillness where adoration overflows. From heart thou hast filled with thy praise. This hymn we have sung that Beanie has set on our hearts this morning that comes from thy first retreat center under Terstigen reminds us of this place under thee, O God, and what thou hast done in calling us apart to be renewed and refreshed that our lives may be put together with all thy creation, that we may be part of thy healing and redeeming ministry to all men, that none may be apart from thee. And, O God, as this day thou dost set upon our hearts the wonder of thy goodness, that the whole earth is full of thy goodness, we thank thee for the beauty of holiness in which thou dost permit and empower us to walk, that we, through the death and resurrection of baptism, are forever identified with thy Son, Jesus Christ, to walk in the power of a new life, his life at work in us. And we thank thee, O God, that thou dost knit us together from our separate places and in all our separating individualism to be one body in thee, joined in this holy hour in thy praise. We thank thee, O God, for how thou dost let stream into this very place the wonders of thy creation, the waters that move through the rock, the birds of the trees, the children in our midst, and that thou dost capture it all into one hymn, the hymn of thy goodness in the midst of thy creation, which we who have been permitted to know thy redemption can evermore share. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Only that righteousness which renews the earth shall fill the kingdom of heaven. Only that righteousness which exceeds that of the scribe and the Pharisee was the first word from the mouth of our Lord that confronted our ears this morning. In this Sermon on the Mount, he lifts us up into his new creation, and we discover the life of men and women of God as we are permitted to know him who is our righteousness. The word dikaiosyne, the word translated in the text read here, righteousness, is translated in the New English in a rather humanist phrase, simply better men, and reminds of how so oftentimes we make moralism, even of the Sermon on the Mount. In the Roman Catholic modern translation by Father Knox, he speaks of it simply as a justice, which is to give a fuller measure. And the verb helps to relieve the noun justice. But the word dikaiosyne is the root word, the overarching term of the entire people of God and their life together. It was for Greek civilization. It is for our own. It's the fundamental word of life together. And how shall it be translated? Indeed, for in that everything is determined. If it is justice, our Lord tells us, then we'd better watch out, or we may not get out till we have paid the last farthing either. If it's simply of an eye for an eye and I want my own, what I may get is my teeth knocked out and the beating that I desired for my neighbor. The righteousness which renews the earth, that which fills heaven, is the righteousness that Christ himself brings. His own activity, the presence of his own person in the midst of his people. For he who is the sovereign and king of his kingdom is giving his subjects this awareness of the new life they are permitted to lead, no longer in their hostilities, no longer in their raging against one another and seeking their own, but under him who makes all things new. I think the grand summary pages in this Handbook of Marriage by Theodore Beauvais well sum up not only that over marriage stands the text, but over the entire life. The new righteousness of God's people stands the text. Behold, I make all things new. All things can really become new. However dubious the situation may look, however little is to be expected of the future, all things can become new. All things, therefore, must become new. A partial revision is no use. A man cannot make a new beginning in the erotic sphere and go on managing his income egotistically or imposing upon other people. In a complete union for life, everything must be thrown into the melting pot. We don't have to hide behind our defeats. We don't have to shield ourselves with our temperament or the way my mother brought me up. Or that's how life goes. For Christ is risen. And the all-important word is the second one, as he says. It is the second word which is the most important, the I who makes all things new. This is not achieved by our own talents or efforts. It is Christ who creates us anew. Indeed, as we are united to him, we are always as if we were at the beginning of creation. And this is what the text concerning baptism declare. In this epistle today, in Colossians, in Peter, wherever we meet them, that we are permitted a new birth into a new life. No. Baptism is not that which protects us from the reality of Jesus Christ and obedience to him, but that which permits such obedience and the knowledge of Christ risen in our lives. It permits us to know a new creation. It gives us the power of a new life, Christ's own, at work in us. The I who makes all things new, the Christ who creates us anew. Insofar as we are united to him, we are always as if we were at the beginning of creation. Heredity and psychological complexes, wrong choices and erotic failure, even death and sin no longer have any power over us, since he really has risen from the dead and he makes all things new. So oftentimes a text like ours this morning is written as though Christ were dead. It's read as though there were somehow some externality of law out there in the universe that we lay hold of and wrench it from God's hands and use it to wrest from him that which we would have for ourselves, his kingdom, it may be, which the righteousness of the Pharisee and the scribe at least sought that, and not simply the goodwill of one another. They were not simply moralists and legalists. They had a conception of the kingdom of God and of his law, but they did not know him by whose power a new life becomes ours, and the possibilities of renewal, of new beginnings, of thy mercies new every morning of which the psalmist spoke. We shall see in our Bible study today how the 34th Psalm is the text for 1 Peter. The texts were there in the Old Testament and evident to see that it was God who worked his righteousness, that he is our salvation, as this Sunday declares, and that it's his goodness which renews the earth. But they forgot that which Luther could say so clearly, that only they enter heaven who take it with them. Only they come into the kingdom of heaven, as the scripture says, who bring it with them, because Christ himself is already the best part of heaven. And of him we have received, and grace upon grace. This changes this whole idea of justice or righteousness into the wonder of a new life, into the walk that is called a walk in the newness of life, into the beauty of holiness as a gift of Christ himself, his very presence in the midst of his people. And therefore we can, in the midst of all the temptations of the world, flesh, and the devil, of all the striving with Satan, do as Beauvais goes on to say. When Luther was tempted by the devil, he wrote on a piece of paper the words baptizatu sum, I am baptized, clinging to God's promise. When we are tempted, we too can say, I am married, and God will make his promises for our marriage effective, for our community, for our life with one another. We do not have to walk in our hostilities, but in the Holy Spirit. We are permitted a new relationship to one another where we leave these alienations and gripes behind when we come to the altar and receive from God's hands Himself in the forgiveness of sins as we walk in love one to another. From our hearts, as our Lord says again in another text reminiscent of this, forgiving one another, or we shall not come out, indeed, till we've paid the last farthing. Life becomes confused and tortured, and we walk in the grotesque crippling of our hostilities, rather in the healing fullness of manhood that's in Christ, where we receive one another even as we have been received, as gifts from the Lord one to another, in all our differences. The Negro is gift to the white race, and the white race is gift to the Negro. Woman his gift to man, and man his gift to woman. In the image of God made he them. Together we are his image. Together we are the unity of the body. No longer male nor female. No longer bond nor free. All one in Christ, because as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put him on. A new unity of mankind, which Christ himself has made effective. So we can be dead indeed to these things which would sever us from one another, and alive to him who identifies us as one in him. And that's what this text proclaims, that this is God's power, and so it's your possibility. Because God gives himself, it can happen to you. You don't have to walk in your failure, your brokenness, but in God's own healing and goodness, who fills the earth with his goodness and renews us with the righteousness which comes from him, that righteousness which is Christ himself, identical with the kingdom we shall enter, one with the eternal life we now have, that which is his gift. As we were crucified with him in baptism and raised together with him to walk in the newness of life, and therefore now we can lay it all in his hand. We don't have to walk in our whining and self-pity. We don't have to be separate one from another, arrogant and in a hostile way, trampling each other under our arrogance, refusing to be aware that God made man in his image and not ours, accepting the differences between us in the wonder of his goodness. This Christ does. And that's what this day and this text declares. So that Kierkegaard is right when he says, "And have you thanked God? Every good and perfect gift comes from above. Every day indeed is Christmas in the Lord. Every good and perfect gift comes from above." And so I ask you, you've taken this bitterness, this injustice to God. I do not ask you, he says, as to whether your story is true or not. I take it on your own say-so. You were wrong. You have a right to your bitterness. You did not receive your due. I take your story as so. I only ask you, have you given it back to God and taken it from his hand? Then you have found it a good and perfect gift, and you are giving thanks. You cannot remain in hostility. You have been reconciled with your brother before you come to the altar. You have said, "Thanks, God, even for this betrayal, even for this injustice, because in this too you've learned something of the broken hand who makes all things whole, even those sins upon us and our sins upon others that would wrench from God this earth and diminish his goodness. But he is greater, and he makes all things whole." As we live in that righteousness that exceeds that of the righteousness of the scribe or Pharisee, for it is not ours, but his gift. It is himself who lives that you and I may walk in newness of life. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. receive the apostolic benediction. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Altar banner and the stole for Holden Village, which are to be dedicated this morning, were designed by Professor Ernest Schwitter, head of the art department at Seattle Pacific College and also a member of Trinity Lutheran Church in Seattle, Washington. The symbols that we see upon the banner and also upon the stole which Pastor Hinderly was wearing this morning are symbolic of the creation, but also orientated around several Christocentric ideas. The sunburst upon the banner alludes to the Creator based upon the reference which we find in the Psalms. The tree that we see rising up from behind the altar is used many places in the Scripture and undoubtedly will bring several ideas to your mind. But the two main thrusts here are the thorns on the left-hand side, symbolic of our Lord's death upon the cross and our redemption, and the vine rising on the right side, symbolic of the sacramental life in which the Christian lives daily. The stole symbol is the Kairo, the Greek Kairo, depicting the true vine, thus carrying the creation concept into this Christocentric symbol. Both the banner and the stole were made and given by the Altar Guild, Altar Sewing Guild of First Lutheran Church in Seattle, Washington. For the service of dedication, I have chosen Psalm 150. Praise ye the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts, praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals.
Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
This time I hereby bless and dedicate these paraments in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Almighty God, we dedicate to thy service and the worship of thy holy name not only these paraments, but all the works of our hands, and ask that in thy grace thou wouldst bless them, without which they are as nothing. This we ask in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
The congregation will rise and join in the prayer of the church found on page 6 in your hymnal. Let us pray. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we give thee praise and heart and thanks for all thy goodness and tender mercies. We bless thee for the love which hath created and doth sustain us from day to day. We praise thee for the gift of thy Son, our Savior, through whom thou hast made known thy will and grace. We thank thee for the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, for thy holy church, for the means of grace, for the lives of all faithful and godly men, and for the hope of the life to come. Help us to treasure in our hearts all that our Lord hath done for us, and enable us to show our thankfulness by lives that are given wholly to thy service.
We beseech thee to hear us, O Lord.
Save and defend thy church universal, purchased with the precious blood of Christ. Give it pastors and ministers according to thy Spirit, and strengthen it through the word and the holy sacraments. Make it perfect in love and in all good works, and establish it in the faith delivered to the saints. Sanctify and unite thy people in all the world, that one holy church may bear witness to thee, the God and Father of all.
We beseech thee to hear us, O Lord.
Send forth thy might and thy truth into all the earth, O Lord. Raise up, we pray thee, faithful servants of Christ to labor in the gospel at home and in distant lands.
We beseech thee to hear us, O Lord.
Preserve our nation in righteousness and honor, and continue thy blessings to us as a people, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Grant health and favor to all who bear office in our land, and help them to acknowledge and obey thy holy will.
We beseech thee to hear us, O Lord.
Give to all men the mind of Christ, and dispose our days in thy peace, O God. Take from us all hatred and prejudice, and whatever may hinder unity of spirit and concord. Prosper the labors of those who take counsel for the nations of the world, that mutual understanding and common endeavor may be increased among all peoples.
We beseech thee to hear us, O Lord.
God of mercies, we pray thee to comfort with the grace of thy Holy Spirit all who are in sorrow or need, sickness or adversity. Remember those who suffer persecution for the faith. Have mercy upon those to whom death draws near. Bring consolation to those in sorrow or mourning. And to all grant a measure of thy love, taking them into thy tender care.
We beseech thee to hear us, O Lord.
We remember with thanksgiving those who have loved and served thee in thy church on earth, who now rest from their labors, especially those most dear to us whom we name in our hearts before thee. Keep us in fellowship with all thy saints, and bring us at length to the joy of thy heavenly kingdom.
We beseech thee to hear us, O Lord.
All these things, and whatever else thou seest that we need, grant us, O Father, for his sake who died and rose again, and now liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Ghost, one God, world without end.
Amen.
The hymn before the communion is number 265.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to God.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. Give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee. Saying, take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup. When he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you and for many, for the remission of sins. This do as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. Remembering therefore his salutary precept, his life-giving passion and death, his glorious resurrection and ascension, and the promise of his coming again, we give thanks to thee, O Lord God Almighty, not as we ought, but as we are able. And we beseech thee mercifully to accept our praise and thanksgiving, and with thy word and Holy Spirit to bless us, thy servants, and these, thine own gifts of bread and wine, so that we and all who partake thereof may be filled with heavenly benediction and grace, and receiving the remission of sins, be sanctified in soul and body, and have our portion with all thy saints. And unto thee, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be all honor and glory in thy holy church, world without end. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Of the Lord be with you always. Thank you.
crucified and risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who now hath bestowed upon you his holy body and blood, whereby he hath made full satisfaction for all your sins, strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto everlasting life. Peace be with you. Amen.
Of our Lord, strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto eternal life. Amen.
Thank you.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto eternal life. Depart.
Son shed for you. The blood of Christ 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 shed for you. Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ is strengthened and preserve you in the true faith unto eternal life. Depart in peace. Blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life eternal. Depart. Thank you. blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto eternal life. Depart in peace.
Shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
Thank you. one more, huh? Oh. Thank you very much.
Broke up your service.
Can you make it off there without...
Thank you. Well, I can put a pitch box on this thing.
Yeah. Do you know it even... I think it even...
Get that other book out there.
If you want to light the candles for a picture, you're welcome to.
Excuse me, gentlemen.